Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Brie.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
And welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast
where we compare books to their movies.
I'm Brie.
And I'm Allie. And today we are reading and watching and discussing Conclave.
Yes. Finally, huh?
Yeah. Let's talk
Allie's
about it.
Allie's been so intrigued by why I picked this for so long. But
I
won't get there.
Okay. Let me tell you what it's all about. So after the sudden death of the Pope, the College of Cardinals...
Wow, you didn't even want to paint a picture?
Oh, I forgot our pictures. I jumped right to the trigger warning, and I was like, well, there's no trigger warnings in this one except the dead Pope.
So...
You got it?
Damn, I don't know. I don't think I have a picture to paint.
That is okay. We do not need one. We can just do our thing.
Okay.
No, we do need one.
I'll just mosey
this
on.
This is cute. Picture. I was distracted when I said we don't need one because we do need one, obviously.
There's our picture. Allie's distracted.
I was distracted. Okay, that's our picture. We talked about it in our minisode, I guess, four weeks ago.
Yeah.
That we're coming up with a treasure map reading log. So if y'all have a really good one that's like a legit treasure map,
or send like a pass,
send it
please.
To us. And we might use it. But by the time this comes out, we probably won't because I'll have made it already. But maybe it'll be better and we'll use it for next season.
Fingers crossed.
But anyways, all right. That's our picture. Yeah.
That's a good picture. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Okie dokie. So our synopsis is, after the sudden death of the Pope, the College of Cardinals gathers in the strict. Why is my brain saying that's not strict? It is strict, right?
That is,
in strict secrecy to elect a new leader of the Catholic Church. But the process quickly becomes entangled in political maneuvering, hidden scandals, personal ambitions. As tensions rise within the locked Vatican conclave, one cardinal tasked with overseeing the election uncovers secrets that could shake the foundations of the church itself. What begins as a sacred vote for unity becomes high stakes battle over truth, power, and faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our author is Robert Harris. Our director is
isn't Robert Harris. He's... Silence of the Lambs.
I don't know, but his name is very familiar. Is it Silence of the Lambs?
Was. I thought it was.
Let's... It is not Silence of the Lambs.
Oh. Then what is it?
He's done Imperium, the Serico trilogy, Standalone, let's see, Fatherland, Igma, Pompeii, The Ghost, An Officer and a Spy, Conclave, Munich, and Act of Oblivion. So nothing we've
That's
done.
That's weird.
Why is
That's funny. I thought it was something that we had covered, but obviously not.
Thomas Harris Jonathan Williams.
That's why.
Ron Harris. Got me confused. All right. Director was Edward Berger. Screenplay writer Peter Strawn.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. The book came out September 2nd, 2016, and the movie came out October 25th, 2024. 8 years difference.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do first?
I read it first.
I watched it first. Mm-hmm. And what are your thoughts?
I guess I need to answer why I picked this first before we go into this, because this will make sense what my thoughts are.
Okay.
When I saw the preview for this, I thought this was a murder mystery. I thought one of the cardinals killed the Pope.
Oh.
And I thought Rafe was trying to figure out who killed the Pope while also electing a new Pope.
That would be scandalous. So
when I started reading the book, I'm sitting there like, who the fuck did it? And then three quarters of the way in, I went, oh fuck.
He really did die of a heart attack.
I was so sad.
It's a little different.
I thought we were reading a murder mystery. I was so disappointed in this book and movie. Yeah. Yeah. So
sad day.
There is that.
Yeah. Instead, we got historical fiction of how they elect a pope.
Which, I mean, it's kind of cool.
It's interesting.
Kind of. Yeah. Not when I thought one of them was going to have killed the pope.
Right. So what are your thoughts?
I was disappointed.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts. That's all I have. I literally.
I thought. Well, I watched it first, so I luckily knew what I was going into the book. But movie wise, I was like, it's PG and it's not a kid's movie. So right then, I knew this was going to be very slow. So no action, no, you know, dirty jokes, no, like, yeah. And so it was what I anticipated.
Yeah. Yep.
You thought it was a murder mystery even though it was PG? Or you didn't know it was PG?
Yeah. I didn't even know it was PG.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it. You cast Ralph Fiennes and Stanley Tucci in it,
and I know, shocking. It's PG.
Trailer super suspenseful, and I probably only saw like the teaser or something, but I really fucking thought it was a murder mystery.
Well, so sorry. I do have some fun facts about it, though. Would we like to hear?
Cool. Let's just get this done with.
In the wake of Pope Francis's death on April 21st, 2025, numerous sources have cited this film for its accuracy in detailing the conclave process. I was on a walk with my mom and I was like, I'm reading this book. And I was like, it's super boring. Or I watched this movie or whatever I did. I was like, oh, mom, you actually might like it. And she just laughs because I just said it was super boring. I was like, no, it's about electing a new pope. And she's like, oh, conclave? She's like, yeah, I had to watch it when they elected the new pope because it was on TV everywhere. And I was like, oh, interesting. Yeah. So she saw it already. And I was like, okay.
I played it for the resonance. And it just so happened that I played it like right after he died.
Oh, wow.
So we had like 90 people come to the showing.
Wow, that's impressive. When
normally I get like maybe 20 if I'm lucky.
Wow.
Yeah. So
good timing.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Because you have to plan like a month in advance too. So you had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. It was pure luck on my part. And everyone kept coming up. I was like, I'm so glad you played this because he just died. I was like, Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why I did it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Number two. The longest conclave in history was 33 months to elect Pope Gregory the 10th. Is that 10? X. Mm-hmm. In the year 1271. I wonder if that's why in the book they said that they can't go more than 30 days.
Oh, yeah. Is that it? Yeah.
So I wonder if that's why they changed it.
I bet. Could you imagine being stuck in that for...
almost 2 years.
2.5 years?
Yeah. No, almost 2 years. No, 2.5. You're right.
Yeah. I was Allie, what the kind of math 24 are you
months
doing?
Is a year, Brie.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's why. That would be awful. Horrible. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No way. All right. Number three, the first PG film to win the Academy Award for Best Screenplay, Original or Adapted since Sense and Sensibility.
Wow.
1995. So what is that? That's almost 30 years. Wow.
Yeah. Cool. Wow. That's crazy.
Ralph Fiennes was Edward Berger. What?
Rafe.
Oh, Rafe. You're right. Was Edward Berger's first choice for the lead role.
I mean, he does it good, so.
He does.
I could see why.
The word conclave, derived from the Latin meaning of a place that can be locked with key. You're such a toddler. No, 12-year-old.
You knew. Conclave, this is it in? Is.
Well, it's not said that way. It's cum clave, cum laude. Hello, from like college. Cum clave is Latin, meaning that it can be locked with a key. They're locking the Pope in. You're just 12. I was also trying to hurry up and find fun facts, and that one wasn't a mile long. I was shocked. So many of these fun facts went on and on and on, like paragraphs. Like, this one takes up my whole screen and it still is going.
Kind of like cum clave.
Oh my gosh. Whatever. All right. Okay. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. So, our main character is the dean of the Cardinal College. What's his name? I know him as the dean. That's what I call him all my notes. Something. Starts with L. We'll get there.
It's not Leo, is it?
No.
No, that's our current Pope, isn't it?
I don't know. In the movie, it's Lawrence, but it definitely was not Lawrence in the book. Was it?
I didn't make note of them changing any names, so. If it was different, we shouldn't trust my note that I have. My one note that also might not even be
Lamelli. Okay, that was it.
Lamelli.
I think he's the only name that got changed though. Mm-hmm. After looking at all the cast and everything. Okay, so Lamelli, he's on his way to the Pope's place,
bedchambers.
Yes, because he had just died. And when he gets there, he's talking with everybody and he figures out exactly what happened. And they say it's a heart attack. They discussed about making sure their stories are straight, because with the last Pope that died, some stories were crossed, or like of what happened and what the Pope was doing. And
this is also where I literally was like, oh, so it is going to be a murder mystery. No, it was not.
They're trying to get their stories straight. But yeah, what they exactly wanted to do. It was just to be sure, like, was the Pope doing this at that time? Was he doing this at that time? And one guy was like, hey, we should say that he was doing everything up until his death, because that'll make him look really dedicated. And the other ones are like, or that makes him look overworked, and like, then we'll be scrutinized for that. And so that's kind of where they're just figuring all that thingies out.
That does happen in the movie.
Yep. So now they're prepping for the conclave. They're putting like blockades, like they're blocking the nice shiny stained glass windows and everything, because spies can like read vibrations of them talking or whatever all over on this. And all of the cardinals from all over the world are starting to come. And there's one cardinal that the Lamellia is not excited to see, but he comes and he's like, oh yay, you know, here, you're here, great. And they show up and they do chit chat moments with Lamellia and everything like this as they go get their bags where they're supposed to be and everything. And there's this one member that requested Lamellia before the thing starts, but it's like right before it starts, and he's like, why did they not come talk to me beforehand? But he's like, fine, whatever. And so eventually he went and talked to him, and it turns out that he had information that Cardinal Tremblay was sacked by the Pope. He was like, you're fired. But then that was withdrawn. Like, you're out of here. It was withdrawn. And he's like, why are you just telling me this now? This is like important. But then no one talks about it later until way later. Like, if it was important, you'd think you would bring it up. But they don't. Because the only person that knows about this is the person telling him, the Pope, who's dead, and now Lamellia, and one other person was in the room. And they're like, oh my gosh, this is whatever. So he has to figure out what to do next. There's not much they can do. So he just leaves it at B. But he's worried that he might become the next Pope.
Yep, that does happen. And I will say, in the book, they keep explaining how some conversations are happening in Latin, because for obvious reasons. But they never obviously went into Latin, because most readers don't know Latin. But I really like that the movie actually had them talking in Latin for a good chunk of it sometimes.
Were they talking in Latin or Italian?
Oh, it might have been Italian. I don't know.
I think it was Italian. They would do like the random like prayers and stuff in Latin, that, you know, the sacred prayers. But I think the speaking part was Italian, because they wanted to really emphasize that even though he does not look it, Rafe is Italian in this movie. There's word now that a new cardinal has come, and they're like, what are you talking about? We have 117. That's all that's on the list. And they're like, no, look, there's a new one. He was appointed by the Pope and everything like this. And so it turns out the Pope did this in secret, which can be done to keep the safety of the cardinal. And he was positioned in Baghdad, which is not happy Catholic place. And especially, I don't know when this was supposed to take place, but ever since 9/11, like, America is not happy with, like, it was smart to keep this guy secret. And so he shows up, and at first people were like, are you sure or not? But then everyone went with it, and they're like, okay, yeah, he's legit. He's a real cardinal and everything. He's very spiritual. But now people are like, you shouldn't have come, because how can you go home now? Because now you're known, and you will be hurt at home. And he's basically like, I survived a car bomb. I'm like, all this bad stuff has happened to me already. It's God's will. It will be what it is. And so then they get on with the conclave, but then he starts worrying a little bit now, because he's like, oh my gosh, I don't think he really fully understood what it was, but now he's freaking out because he has to vote for someone to become Pope. And he's like, I don't know any of these people. Like, how am I supposed to vote for who I want? And so he's kind of freaking out a little bit. And the next day they start preparing for mass, and Lamellia is praying and getting ready to do mass.
Yep, that does happen.
It's going to be this type of episode.
I was going to say, it's Allie's favorite kind of episode.
Episode, we really need episode. To make those, we need to make those stickers. Yep, that happened.
We do.
They went to dinner, and Lamelli introduced the new cardinal to everybody, and he's like, okay, like, hey, this is Benitez. He's our new cardinal. Like, he was assigned, and kind of let him know what happened. And everyone sat there in shock for a little bit, but then the dean of the college, Lamelli, starts clapping, and everybody starts clapping. And he asked Benitez to say the prayer over the meal, and he did a great job. And then they all began to eat, and Dean Lamelli wanted to go sit somewhere, but then his favorite, not favorite person was like, come sit with us. And he's sitting there and they're talking and he's just becomes uncomfortable. And the big question with this new Pope is, are we going back old school or are we going like progressive? And the Pope that currently was there was on the more progressive strand. And so there are a lot of cardinals that say that was wrong. We should go back to old school and all this sort of stuff. And for example, this one that's not his favorite, he is very much like straight marriage only and all this sort of stuff. And he's very upset that Lamelli is not giving the homily tomorrow in Latin. And he's like, I'm going to do it in Italian so we actually understand what I'm saying. But then he's like, okay, I'm done talking to you. And he basically leaves.
Yep, that happens.
They perform mass. And he gave his homily, but it wasn't exactly what he wanted to say. But he figured, you know, it's what the Lord wanted me to say. And then he thought about it afterwards and it like kind of struck him like, oh, he picked pieces out of it that really meant something to him. And but he had written the homily he wanted to read. And so he ended up giving that to someone. I don't remember who he gave it to.
I don't remember either.
Okay.
Was it his buddy? Stanley Tucci's character?
Oh, it might have been.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Bellini. I don't think that part happens.
Bellini. I don't remember him giving it to anyone.
No, he didn't. He just gave it. And then it just went on. But again, that's not really like a part of the book that is crucial to the story.
No, at all. Nope.
Yeah.
So people are starting to get ready for the conclave, which is they're sequestered. These people cannot leave and they're voting for the next pope. So everyone goes to sleep and they wake up and they're ready to begin.
Yep, that happens.
Yep. Before they start, though, he gives another service. They do mass in the morning because I think they do church every day when they're there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so he gives another homily.
I don't think it's church per se.
It's just mass. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a quick little prayer and a like, let's go do our due diligence.
Yes. So, okay. I was wrong. During this homily is when he felt like the spirit was talking to him and he pulled information out. Then he went to pray again and he didn't feel anything. And so he's just very frustrated with prayer and he feels like he doesn't know how to pray and he's not getting his prayers answered and he just doesn't know what is going on. And so he's getting real nervous. So they went in the room and they locked the doors and they prepared for the conclave.
Yep, that happens.
They are preparing. And the rules are read about what's expected. Like, you have to fill out this form, this little paper. You bring it up. You say these specific words. You drop it in the box. You go back to your seat and you wait. And they are supposed to go from their heart, pray, get inspired by the Lord and everything like that. But not sure how many of them do that, which is kind of alarming to me. So then someone stands up before they begin and they say how important this is. It needs, like, this is like the most thing important thing you're gonna vote for, blah 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 blah, and just kind of makes it a jolt alarming moment. And so they're given the opportunity to postpone if they feel like they need to keep praying about it, and no one says yes, let's do that. So they all go and they start voting, and there are like seven people that got voted for Pope, like in the first ballot, and the most being 18 votes, and the winner has to get 79 votes, so they know it's about to be a long conclave.
Yep, that happens.
Yep. So this is where it's wild to me. Just, I don't know. From former Catholic to reading about this, it just seems so political, which is so sad. But at the same time, I see the point of, like, it's better than one person being like, you should be it, because
then,
you know. But the way it's like, I would just hope that this was dramatized a little bit. I really, really hope it is, but I don't know, because
I doubt it. I doubt it is.
It's just so sad.
I do think that there are probably more liberal cardinals in today's day and age, given Pope Leo and then Pope, I think his name is Francis. Oh, no, Francis was who died, and then Leo is who was just elected. They are the two most, like, liberal popes that we've had, period.
Yeah.
So I think we're getting to a point where the cardinals are probably a bit more on that side. But you have to think about it. There's probably still some older cardinals who grew up in a day and age where gay marriage was not okay, and where women didn't have rights, so why the fuck should we put them in the church, and, you know, all of the bad things. And so, unfortunately, I don't think this is very far off, but
which is so sad, because I, like, in my head, I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of how we choose our next president of the church and everything, but I want to say, and I mean, they should write a book about it so I could learn. I'm sure there is one. But because before reading this, I had assumed they just say a prayer and then everybody's like, oh, I feel like it's you, which I guess is what they're doing. But everyone has their prayer answered differently. It's just weird to think about, and how people are like, end up changing their votes and everything like that. And I'm like, if you say a prayer and you hear that that person is who it's supposed to be, like Benitez will say in the future, he's like, I'm not voting for anyone else because I truly believe you're supposed to be Pope. Like, you would think that would be how it would be, but then you would
you're just going to keep voting for the same people.
Exactly.
So then you have to sit there and pray on it more and be like, okay, obviously I'm in the wrong. Because also, like, think about it. When we say prayers, I feel like, obviously, our own wants and needs sway what we're saying.
Yes.
So they probably go into it knowing, like, oh, I want Benitez to be the next pope. Let me pray on it. Yep, it's got to be him. But then you hear what everyone else is voting and you're like, oh, maybe I should think about it. So then you go have dinner with that person and you talk to them or something like that happens. Then you pray on it. Then either.
That's true.
So.
Just kind of crazy.
That's probably.
But
it is. It's
I'm glad, that they needed 2/3 vote instead of just majority. Because.
Yeah, I think that's such a better way to do it. Because
I think so.
I feel like if there's one thing I've learned, although it shouldn't be a one thing I've learned, this is just life, right? People are going to try and pay people off to vote for them if they really want it.
Right.
So there are the people who would be able to get enough people to sway for them if it wasn't the 2/3 vote.
Right.
So.
Oh, well, let's see what happens, shall we? So Lamelli went around because now they're taking a break for lunch, I think. And, or is it the end of the day? I think it's lunch.
It might be either or.
Okay. So he went around. Spoke to people that he received. I think it's actually the end of the day. Yeah, it's the end of the day.
I think so.
He went around.
Did do breaks for lunch, but we didn't see that part. We saw the end of the night, because at the end of the night was when they had longer breaks where he could then go and, like, hey, buddy.
Yeah. I think this
why
one
are you
they
voting for this person.
Yeah. They didn't do a break for lunch because in the morning it took so long to do the explanation of everything and everything. So, Lamelli went around because he had gotten 5 votes, and he went around and he's like, hey, I don't want to be Pope. Do not vote for me. Like, there are so many other people that you could vote for. So he's trying to figure out who these people are. And one of them was Benitez, the new cardinal. And he's like, sorry, I'm going to vote for you because I prayed about it and I think you're right. And he's like, no, you should vote for Bellini, who he's been voting for. He thinks Bellini should be it, even though Bellini also does not want to be Pope necessarily. Like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lamelli really doesn't want to. Like, he said he will like, if he wins, he'll say no type of does not want to. Bellini, I don't think, would go that far.
No.
So he's laying in bed. The Lamelli's laying in bed, and he's thinking about the top candidates, and one of them was Tremblay, who was the one that Pope tried to fire. And one of them was the South African cardinal. Let's see if I can find his name. Adamai. Yep. Let's pretend it's that.
Oh, you're so close to saying it.
Adeyemi. Adamai.
Shoot. How did they say it in the book?
That's how I'm going to say it right now.
Okay, that's fine. Yep. I feel like you're very close, but not quite there. But okay, I can't remember how to say it.
Okay.
It's okay.
Well, Adam,
he's a fictional character.
He is. He's South African, and he's very strong in his belief of no gay marriage or anything like that. And so he's kind of sitting there thinking of all the candidates, laying in bed. And then he is woken up at 3 a.m. because he's neighbors with Adamai, and he hears a woman leaving his bedroom and crying at 3 a.m. And he's like, what the heck? Like, that's not allowed. One, women are not allowed to be in your room because you're cardinals. And what was going on? Why is she crying? And so he's now thinking about everything, right? And he was also up for, I think he was like second place for contender.
So that part doesn't happen in the movie. That's the only part of everything Allie just said that doesn't happen.
Yep. So they're having breakfast when they then go to the voting hall. And Dean walks over and he's followed by a few others, the dean of the college. And Adamai comes up and he's like, please don't think badly of me. And he's like, oh my gosh, she's about to tell me why this woman was there. And it ends up he wants Lamelli to have his homilies shared all over the world. He thinks he gives such great homilies. And Lamelli's like, oh, that's not what I thought he was going to tell me. And before they went over to the voting hall and breakfast, they had mass. And Tremblay was the one that gave the homily or just performed mass. And Lamelli's like, oh, shoot, that was probably not a good idea because now people are going to see how good he is and they're going to vote for him more. And the voting happened. And yes, his votes went up, but so did Lamelli's. He went up two more. And he's like, what is happening? But our Adamine is in first place now with 35 or some points like that. But our new friend, Benitez, also had like 2 points in there. Two votes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The only thing that happened in there, or the only thing that did not happen in there, is the Adamai thing, because there's not this whole, who is he gonna confess? I thought it was hilarious, though. Like, every character that Lamelli talked to was like, Father, I must confess my sins. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm reading a Catholic book. Like, oh, are you here to confess your sins?
Right.
I will take in your sins. And then, like, at that part in the book with Adamai, he's like, oh, he's going to confess his sins to me.
That's so funny. So they voted again because they did, like, a vote in the morning, break for lunch. Or maybe they did two votes. I don't know how it goes. They vote multiple times a day and then they break. So they voted again, and Adamine is skyrocketed. His points went very close to majority vote. which I think the majority is like 50 something, right? Is it like 52 mm-hmm. or whatever? So they need 2/3. Mm-hmm. But so they broke for lunch when a nun cried out. Like, they were all eating lunch and a nun cried out and like dropped her tray, and she was right near Adamine's table. And Lamelli knew right away. He's like, oh my gosh, that is the same lady that was in his room the other, like last night. So Lamelli went and tried to speak with her, but the head nun, whatever they call the head sister, she was like, mm-hmm. nope, I got this. Don't worry about it. And he's like, no, you will let me talk to her, because, you know, he's higher above her. So she had to say yes. But then he ended up being really sweet. Like, I think she was worried that he was going to, you know, shame her or whatever, but he ended up being yeah. really good. She was able to give her confession and everything like that. And it was a juicy one.
And that all happens apart from Lamelli realizing that that was the same chick.
Yes. So he then goes and speaks one-on-one with Adamine. And it turns out the woman that he spoke with admitted that she had relations with Adamine about 30 years ago. And but these relations resulted in a child. And she was basically a teenager and he was 30. So it was icky. And it didn't go into detail if it was full on rape or not, but it hinted that if it wasn't, it was just because of the age difference. Like, yeah. like even if she was wanted it, she was too young to know and fully give consent. And she had sent him a bunch of letters, and it was just like he would send them back and he was reassigned. So he was like, he just ran away from the problem instead of dealing with it. And Lamelli's like, I can't talk about this. So I cannot bring this up to the group because she told me in confession. So my lips are sealed. But, and then he goes, oh, so I still have a chance? And I'm like, what a horrible, that's awful. And Lamelli's like, no, you do not. Because guess what? Rumors are going to start spreading and you're done. And sure enough, the next vote happens and he lost over half his votes.
Yep, that happens.
So on the way out to the voting area, they talk with the security guards, and I think it's security. Is he a security guard? Like O'Malley or whatever his name is?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. O'Brien? O'Malley? O'Malley. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, do you want me to dig up more information on Tremblay? And he's like, no, don't worry about it. Like, it is what it is. And then they had a meeting with these group of cardinals, and I think it was where's his name? Tedesco. He's like one of the top contenders, and he's basically met with Lamelli and was like, hey, so I want votes. So can you tell all your supporters to vote for me? Blah, 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 blah. And,
but also, like, this is an anonymous like voting thing. How do these people know who their supporters are?
Right. Like, because they're not anonymous afterwards. They talk about it all the time. They're like, oh, I voted for you, even though in the area they have to cover their votes like and not show it to anyone. Which is hilarious.
Secret.
Yes. And so he went back to Benitez and was like, dude, stop voting for me. I need you to vote someone else. And he's like, no, I believe you're supposed to be Pope, so I'm going to vote for you. He's like, oh my gosh.
Yep, that keeps happening.
Yep. So, Lamelli is doing some thinking, and he's like, you know what? The fact that this nun is here at this moment is really fishy. And he's like, oh my gosh, was it Tremblay? So he confronted Tremblay about blackmail, and he had brought this nun here to ruin Adamai's chance. And Tremblay's like, of course I did not. The Pope told me to bring her here, and I was just doing as he wished. But Lomelli didn't believe this. And he decided to go look in the Pope's chambers for things to find proof that the Pope asked for this lady to come. And he found a lot of secret drawers that like, or levers that opened up drawers. And like, he found a bunch of the cardinal's bank statements, and which were illegally gotten. So he felt really sick, like that the Pope would do this. But on these bank statements, it showed that Tremblay had paid 8 cardinals off for their votes. So he's over here cheating. What the
heck? He doesn't go in looking for the stuff on Adame in the movie. He does end up going in and finding the bank records, though.
Yes.
In the movie.
So he brought the records to Bellini, and Bellini's like, oh my gosh, I don't want anything to do with this. Don't involve me at all. And so then he brought them to the computer room, and a nun, he's like, hey, can you make copies of these? But I don't want to damage the originals. She's like, yep, absolutely. So, because he wanted to edit them. So she made him a copy. He X'd out the names that were paid off, and he copied the rest. And then they all put them on the seats at breakfast time, and everyone's freaking out. And people are mad at Tremblay. People are mad at Lomelli because they think this is like a selfish move. This should not have been done. And the sister spoke up, and she's like, hey, I know, because they knew that to get them, he went into the Pope's room. He's like, hey, he went in there to see about blackmail. I know the reason he went in there. It's perfectly okay. And then everyone ends up just getting upset at Tremblay. And someone pointed at him and said, Judas. And I was like, oh, worst
Catholic burn ever.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
And that pretty much happens.
So on the way to the voting hall, security was talking to Lomelli, and he said, I looked into the new cardinal, the Bernitez, and Pope paid for some medical for him out of his own pocket, but because he had gotten injured in the car bomb from the Baghdad. And he's like, also, just so you know, the press is out here. They're thinking that it's going to be today that we make a vote that you pick a new Pope. And Lomelli's like, oh my gosh, okay, you need to come up with a lie and say that we are taking our time because we are really in thoughtful prayer and there's so many good candidates and all this sort of stuff. And he's like, got it. And so then because he's the leader of the dean of the College of Cardinals, he has to vote first. So he always has the pressure on him, and he never knows who to vote for. So he keeps voting for Bellini, but he always feels like not right about it. But he did it again. And then everything happens, blah, 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 blah. And then he fell asleep, and then he wakes up, and they start tallying. And now he is at 40 votes, and the Tedesco guy is at 45. So he's like, what the heck? He went from 5 votes to 45.
I know that last part happens. I don't think the first part of that bit happens, though.
So they did another vote. And at some point, okay, help me with this part. Did a bomb go off outside?
Yeah.
Okay. Car bomb, a bomb went off. And they hear it inside, but they don't really know what it is. And they do the voting and everything like that. And now he's at 52 and Tedesco's at 45. So he officially has the majority vote, and he's sitting there like, oh, great. So voting ends. They leave. He goes and he talks with O'Malley about the car bomb or what happened. And he's like, hey, it was a car bomb. There's been attacks on other cities and everything like this. So he's trying to decide if it would be better to pause conclave until like these world issues are helped, or keep going, because they're technically sequestered, so no one needs to know. So he has to go pray on that.
Yep, that happens.
So he's starting to pray, and he decides the best thing would be to let the conclave know what happened and have everyone decide. So he let them know, and at first there's backlash saying, ah, you shouldn't tell us, we're sequestered. But then he's like, fine, anyone who doesn't want to know may leave. But the majority of them wanted to know, and even the ones that said they didn't want to know stayed. And he shared everything. The car bomb, there was like shootings at a place. There was like all sorts of stuff. And so then they had mixed votings about like what they should do. They're like, I don't know. Should we keep going? Should we stop? And then Benitez stands up and he's like, hey, I want to, from my heart, the 12 that have voted for me, please stop and vote for Lomeli, and then we'll have a pope and we can be done with this and we'll go from there. And the Tedesco's like, absolutely not. Ah, this is all a play for to get you as a pope, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, oh my gosh, okay. Should we vote still? And everybody's like, yes, let's vote.
Yep, that happens.
So they went in and voted, and Lomeli didn't know who he was going to vote for, but then Benitez came to his mind. He's like, okay. He wrote his name down, and he actually felt really good about it. And he's like, oh, this is the first time I feel good. And so the votes were tallied, and Benitez went from 12 to 90 votes. And he gets to pick his name for the pope, and he requested Innocent.
Yep, that does happen.
Mm-hmm. That's wild for him to say, give him my votes. That's what made him get 80 votes. Why? I just didn't get that, but I was like, okay. Yeah. I feel like at that point, the author was like, okay, they voted enough.
This is, I guess, how we're going to end it.
I feel like he could have said like an actual like motivational speech, but all he did was vote for him.
I got it on my heart. I feel it.
Oh, man. Okay. So they're getting ready to do all the things to announce him pope and everything when O'Malley comes and he's like, oh my gosh, I'm freaking out. I need to tell you, sir. Turns out the very first night he brought Benitez toiletries and he goes, oh, I don't need a razor. I never shave. And then he did more research and he was going to get a procedure done in Switzerland, which is known for sex change operations. And Dean quickly went into the new pope's place and was freaking out like, oh my gosh, we have to get this straight because they're going to dig up anything they can on you and all this sort of stuff. Well, it turns out that he is a hermaphrodite. He was just born with both sex organs. And only three people knew about this. One was the pope. Well, I guess four. So one was the pope.
Oh.
Three people now. Yeah. Himself, Lomeli, and O'Malley. And Lomeli's sitting there like, okay, we can promote O'Malley. And like, he won't tell anything, blah, 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 blah. And then Benitez is like, you're forgetting one person that does know. And he's like, who? He's like, God. God made me this way. So I had prayed. I was going to do the operation to remove the female organs. But you know what? I thought that that would be a shame on God because God made me like this. So I wanted to keep his craftsmanship how it was. And so I kept it. I'm me. And that's how the book ends.
And that's how the movie ends as well.
Yep. I thought that was actually a really cool ending.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm. And let's do some cast, shall we?
Yes.
Let's. We have credited for this movie. IMDb credited 24 people. Rafe Fiennes.
That played, actually feels small.
I know, right? For 118 people in the finals. All of you don't get credit. Rafe played Lawrence, a.k.a. Lomeli.
Lomeli. He was really good. I loved him in this role.
I thought he did a great job.
Yeah, he should play a cardinal and a pope more often.
Yes. Lucien Massamati?
Adeyemi.
Adeyemi. Close. I was close.
Mm-hmm. You were. What's funny is it took me seeing it to go, oh yeah, it was Adeyemi.
Adeyemi.
Although I wouldn't have pronounced it that way if I was reading it. I don't know how my brain just figured that out.
I liked him. Do you like him?
Oh yeah. He was really good. I liked him a lot.
Mm-hmm. Our favorite Stanley Tucci played Bellini.
Can never go wrong with him.
Nope. Agreed. John Lithgow. How do you say his name? Lithgow?
Lithgow.
Lithgow. Mm-hmm. Played Tremblay.
Oh, he was so good in that role too.
I was happy to see him in a more serious role because I've only ever seen him in comedies.
Because he's goofy,
I know he's cast as Dumbledore in the show.
Oh, you should watch. He's in Dexter. He's one of the serial killers that Dexter kills.
Oh, okay.
He's one of the big bads of a season. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, he's really good in that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I was nervous when I heard he was Dumbledore. I was like, okay, Dumbledore's a little cheeky, but for the most part, he's pretty serious. How is he going to do?
Cheeky. Yeah. Yeah. No, he's fine. He'll be great.
Good. Good. Isabella Rossellini plays Sister Agnes. She's the main nun that...
Sister.
Yeah.
She did really good.
She did. She seemed like a nun to me. Like, when I think of a mean nun. Sergio Castelletto. Tedesco.
What's funny is I kept thinking he was Ian McShane. So I guess I'm going to recast for Ian McShane.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
He plays Blackbeard in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I really was convinced that was him.
Yeah. Carlos Diaz plays Benitez.
Ah, he was so good. I liked him.
He was good. I liked him a lot, actually. I think he was cast perfectly. And then because I kept talking about O'Malley, I will say that Brian F. O'Brien. Oh, that would suck.
Oh, that
Brian
does suck.
F. O'Brien would suck. Played O'Malley.
Next time John complains about his name, we gotta tell him about this guy's name.
Brian F. O'Brien.
He did good. Yeah.
Oh wait, maybe it's Byron. Brian F. O'Brien. Oh. Byron. Yeah, it's Byron. But still, that's a tongue twister then.
Yeah.
Brian F. O'Byron. That's not much better than Brian F. O'Brien.
Brian F. O'Brien.
He played O'Malley. I don't remember him much, but I'm sure he did great.
He was a little security guard who had very few scenes, but he was good.
Cool. Is the theme of the book and the movie the same?
Absolutely.
Identical. Do the characters stay true?
100%.
Identical. Which do you prefer?
Movie.
Why?
Because you're done with it faster.
That is also my answer, but it's exactly the same. Like, why would you want to read 8 hours when you can watch it in two and get exactly the same content? Like we said, the only thing missing was the 8 a.m. or 3 a.m.
Adeyemi
room.
Oh, yeah.
Call.
Yeah.
And 3 a.m. Adeyemi call room in her room.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only difference.
That's it.
So save yourself, everybody, 8 hours and just watch it and you'll get exactly the same thing. Like, I think this is one of our closest. This might be top for most similar.
With like 5 feet apart.
Yeah. Holes.
It might even be better than 5 feet apart.
That's what I'm saying. It's better than Holes because we just watched and read it. Well, I didn't read it, but there are points where Riley's like, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. And I thought Holes was identical. And then 5 feet apart, I remember there was a couple, but not much. Yeah. This one, identical.
Yeah, literally identical. The only thing that's different is they took things out. They didn't change the story. They didn't do anything to the story.
Exactly.
They just got rid of the stuff that wasn't necessary.
Yep. Cool.
Would you recommend it to a friend?
Not the book.
I would recommend the movie to a Catholic friend or someone who is like pretty religious.
I think I would as well. I'd be like, you know, it's kind of interesting to see how they vote for the vote. Yeah, I think I would.
That was the coolest part for me. I was like, okay, this is kind of cool. Yeah. But when I thought there was going to be murder in it, it was also not that cool.
Disappointing. Okay, cool. Well, that's it.
We finished it. Thank goodness.
Yes. We should have like a little, like, at what point did Bree or Allie dance in the episode? And we do it like at random times. And then if people comment, means they watched it. And then we know.
Yeah. Let's do it.
At 1 hour and 1 second. Without being edited. So I'm sure that's less than that. Anyways, that just came to my head. Yeah, we have a website.
Yeah, we do. This website, whenoffscript.com.
Heck yeah. There you can rate, check, subscribe, review. What else can we do?
You can sign up to get some bookmarks that we still need to order the correct ones for.
Yes, we do. I just found a freaking ton in my car. I'm like, I didn't realize I had all these.
I thought you had a ton because I don't have that many. And normally I do. And I was like, I know we just bought some.
I mean,
so it must be in Allie's car.
A stack this big. So it's like not ton. Okay. But I thought I only had the, like, this much that was in my glove box. But no, then I found like that much more. I'm like, okay. We might have a map.
Map. That makes more sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I was looking at it. That's what made me think that'll be on possibly our website.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go back. I took this page out because I hated updating it, but part of me wants to do it again. We used to have like a little blog page on our website where I would update like if we had a guest on or like what we were doing and stuff like that. And I kind of want to do that again, but then I have to remember to actually do it. But I guess
that, I mean, if it doesn't get updated every week, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, I would just update it whenever, like, whatever, something.
Yeah, big things coming. Yeah,
so I might do that, and that might be where I put our little thingy.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that.
We'll think. But anyway, yeah. Wednesday,
we will probably have a mini-sode for you, most likely.
Probably. We're doing pretty good. I would hope so. We just got to figure out what they're about.
That's the tough part.
Yeah.
That's the tough part.
So if you have mini-sode ideas, we would love
to. I could have just reviewed two movies that I saw.
I know, but I'm wondering.
Today.
We've been doing that a lot.
Yeah, that's true. We have been.
I mean, that's our podcast too, so.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
We will. And Monday, you guys, we're starting because we're done with your book. We're your birthday month.
Yeah.
We have finished it. This is your last
there
one.
There it is. I'm a year older now.
You are.
Love that.
Monday, we start a series of unfortunate events. Wait, how old are you this year?
I'm turning 34.
Okay, good. Because I was like, every time I say I'm 34, I'm like, wait, am I 34 or 35? So, okay, thank you.
Don't worry. I tried to say I was turning 33 the other day. My mom was like, no, you're turning 34. I was like...
Oh my gosh. When I was a kid and people said that, they're like, I don't know if I'm this age or this age. I'm like, how do you not know what your age is? And now it's like,
yes,
all the time. I'm
after 25, that's when it goes. You just stop paying attention. You're like, oh, I guess I'm turning. Like, I mean, I guess 30 was a big one.
Yeah.
But then after that,
mine was 27. Once I turned 27, that was like I felt old. I was like, I'm no longer in my mid-20s. I'm in my late 20s, and then after 27, I just couldn't remember anything. Like, I don't know how old I am.
I'm honestly same.
So Ah, well. But yeah, anyways, so Monday we have a series of unfortunate events. Book four, The Miserable Mill. We are continuing our series.
Massive series.
Yeah. Massive series. Season later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fun one.
Yeah.
I think so.
Y'all will hear my thoughts. With that, Conclave
went off script. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.